It was tense at a public hearing last week in Bethel.
When I walked in to a room full of people. You could tell that one side of the room was very attentive to what Daniel was saying and really understanding. And then the other side of the room, a small portion of the side of the room, was like had their backs turned to her, their faces in the tables and slouching over.
That's Alyssa Nadine Rogers. She's a Bethel resident who came in toward the end of the hearing held by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources.
They were not interested in anything we had to say, and that really hurt, especially when someone's pouring their heart out, trying to explain to them what the process means to us and how important the process is for us.
The mine would be one of the biggest built in the world if completed, and most people in the hearing did not want to see the mine built, including Rogers. She helped create the Yukon-Kuskokwim River Alliance, which opposes Donlin. This public hearing focused on Donlin's draft reclamation plans and money to pay for the cleanup, but comments went beyond the scope of the hearing and even targeted state agency personnel. Fishing advocate Lindsay Bloom was one of the ones who testified.
The reason I'm embarrassed is I just don't like the way that the people are being treated by the state of Alaska. I don't like your body language tonight. I don't like
Lindsay Bloom is not from Bethel. She's from Juneau and came to the hearing to participate. There was also confusion about how to let an elder from Eek speak in Yupik during the hearing.
He speaks only Yupik, and he's requesting your translator translate to everybody else who doesn't understand.
Okay.
You guys will need headsets.
Most residents of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta still practice subsistence and a good portion speak the language, Yupik. And so public hearings can be a cultural challenge, in addition to a logistical one, when it comes to making sure the public gets to speak. DEC's Alan Nakanishi was responsible for planning the public hearing, and he was very apologetic at how they came across.
I just apologize. I'm sorry for that.
Nakanishi says it takes a lot to plan the logistics for a public hearing. You have to find a date, book airline tickets, make sure it doesn't conflict with hunting or berry picking, and the list goes on. For the YK Delta, there are other things to consider, like translating Yupik into English and vice versa. Nakanishi says they weren't sure if they needed a Yupik translator at this meeting.
In general, most of our communications are in English, and it's not that common to have a need for a translator.
He says the agency held a public hearing about a state permit for Donlin in January with a translator.
And based off the January experience, we did decide to have a translator available.
And then building enough time for people to speak was a problem, too. The DEC operated under a tight time constraint. They had to catch flights later that night. And they allocated 3 minutes for each speaker, but some ran over, and Nakanishi says that cut into time for others to speak. And then the body language. Tim Pallon, a DEC employee, was one of the presenters at the meeting. And at one point in the hearing, he had his entire body turned away from those who were commenting publicly. But Pallon says it was his way of trying to listen to the actual words instead of just seeing the emotion. DEC's Nakanishi says the agency will try to improve.
We'll be definitely reevaluating our outreach, our hearing processes.
And Nakanishi says they will be mindful of how they come across to community members in the future. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.